Howdy, hey there, podcast. It's me, Zazie Toretto.
I'm almost certain you've done this before.
And I'm joined here with...
and my name is... I don't know Fast and Furious enough to do an impression, but my name is Haroon, a.k.a. Homia, nothing else. And it's been
AKA
a while.
Family. I forgot to upload the last episode.
That's okay.
So it's been a while. We took a break. That's cool. It's okay. We're doing Fast and Furious.
We're doing Fast and Furious.
It's Fast meets Furious, but it's not just any normal Fast and Furious. It's Fast and Furious 11. And I know what you're thinking, any Fast and Furious fans. But wait, Fast and Furious 10 is in production right now. Exactly. We're going to really quick just predict everything in Fast and Furious 10. And then from there, we'll move on and make Fast and Furious 11. That's the plan.
I gotta be honest. I bet the writers are also probably like really confused on how to top going into space. So
first, yeah, because again, for anyone who doesn't know what Fast and Furious is, because, you know, I'll tell y'all real quick before we start. Fast and Furious is just a normal, good old street racing movie about guys who like to street race, and that's it.
But it's gone on for too long, and now they have to one-up themselves every other movie. So
now the last movie, they drove their car into a satellite in space. And, now we have to one-up that and then one-up that again for Fast and Furious 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's enough of a... I feel like we can just get into this, right?
Yeah, let's just do it.
I'll hit the timer
I think we should... Yeah, okay. I think we should quickly go over what happens in Fast 10, or whatever we want to call it, and then we can finally start with Fast 11 and what will happen.
Okay. All right, so Fast 10 isn't out yet. So first, recap of Fast 9 real quick. They drove the car through a satellite, and Dom was fighting against Cypher, and I don't think she's dead yet. Cypher is like the lady who kidnapped Dom's baby. She's a bad person.
Wait, so the conflict hasn't been resolved? Like, he hasn't gotten his...
Well, I know they didn't kill her in 8, but I think... Well, I don't remember everything in 9. The only thing I really remember in 9 is... I gotta rewatch that. Because the only thing I really remember in 9 is the one scene with, like, them in space. It's because that was just so awesome.
Okay. So...
By the way, Haroon hasn't seen any Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
I mean, a recap of every movie, but besides that, his knowledge is very little.
I know the gist of it, okay? I think I can handle it on my own with a Fast and Furious conversation.
I feel like we got this.
Yeah, because basically any Fast fan would be like, oh my god, you remember when they went into space? That was so cool. And then I'd be like, yeah, I remember that time they dragged the safe. That was so cool. And then that's the
Fast
end of 5
is so good. And then, yeah, that's basically the end of any Fast.
Okay, anyways, let's get to the start of this.
So to make Fast and Furious 11, we first need the top 10, right? And so what would they do in 10? How do you top space?
I mean, they always say that the ocean is more dangerous than space.
Cars, underwater cars, like... Wait.
Submarine? I don't know.
That's just a sub. You need tires. I feel like we need tires for sure. For it to be a real car, you need tires. You need gasoline.
Yeah, what if there's a scene where they're driving the cars like on the seabed or something, or at the bottom of a river or something like that?
It's like, Dom,
that's not really one.
We're gonna need
though.
To send you. We're gonna all right. Here's what I'm thinking, right?
It has to be 10. A climax, yeah.
Obviously in this movie, right? Because I mentioned to you already, and anyone who's watched Fast and Furious knows, Han as a character dies and comes back and dies and comes back, and he's now alive. I feel like in 10, he dies.
Yeah, he dies again, and 11 hopefully comes back to life.
And 11 will bring him back, but in 10,
or
he
maybe
dies.
Or maybe we'll retcon something, yeah.
Or maybe we'll retcon something like they did in the third movie. But I'm thinking... if 9 was space, you know, space and time, 10 is a time travel movie.
No. How do we top time travel?
Listen, dude, I'm trying to top space, okay? It's one thing at a time. Just think about it, bro.
I like the progression, but okay, how about this? Oh, shoot. I don't know what happens in 9, so. But I feel like it would be cool if they went, like, in 11, they went back to 9 and changed something.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me, right, maybe 11's like a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, and like Mad Max or something. You know what that is?
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know it. I know of.
I've heard that would rumors. Be super cool, because that's all to do with cars, like in the desert and all that.
And I'm thinking, right? Okay, so Fast 10, they go back in time. And maybe they try to do something like, what's like their biggest? Okay, what would the crew want to change? Is the thing, like, I guess save like one of the dead characters who's like canonically died. That's all I can think of. Like, is like what one of the characters would want to do. Like maybe Han, because Han was in love with Giselle, also known as Gal Gadot, in the 7th movie, and then she died, right?
Yeah.
I think she died in the 6th movie or something like that. So maybe Han wants to go back in time and bring back Gal Gadot, aka Giselle, but that causes something to happen? I don't know.
What if there's a split? Like, half of them go back in time to rescue Giselle, and then the other half go to do something else?
This is still just the first movie. Okay, how about this, right? Here's what I want from 10. This is what I want from 11, right? Dom has a son. I want to see, like, Dom, like, maybe in the future or something, he has to help his son, right? Because that could be cool. Like, he has to teach his son. Like, maybe Dom dies, right? But he goes into the future or whatever.
No, dude, you know what would be so cool? His son
how to drive or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay. He needs to teach his son how to drive.
But not just drive, because he's a Toretto. He would have that in his blood. It's like he needs to help him, like, save the world. He needs to help his son save the world. Like, something's gone down.
I want that's his son to come from the future as well and be, like, a super cool dad.
That's good. Like, that's good, actually. Person. That's actually really good. That's, I'm thinking just, like, a sort of situation.
I think that's this is completely really cool. Off the rails already.
That's really cool. All right, welcome back, podcast. We have a special call-in guest who's going to join us for the rest of the episode. Welcome back, Luis.
Yeah, Luis. Fan favorite.
What's up? It's Luis.
All right, so we're just gonna get back where we left off. Yeah.
So I have a pretty cool idea for, I think, Fast 10. Dom's son should come from the future, and then Fast 11 should be a post-apocalyptic something or other.
Okay. That is because we do have to one up. I feel like Dom's son coming from the future is like, or maybe as long as we can keep future Dom as a, like future Dom's son as a character.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, he should be half cyborg.
Yeah, half cyborg, a complete racing machine. It should be his right arm because he uses the shifter with his right arm. Right?
Okay. I got it. Dom's they're fighting this new basically like this like an espionage guy just like them. There's like, but it's like, wait, he has no crew, he has no family. How's he good? He's so good at out racing all of us, even Dom. He's like, how's he doing it, right? He's even out hacking Ramsey. Like, Dom's son is the antagonist of the last, and then when they find out, right, like they reveal, they like, he, like Dom's son, like the antagonist, they like unmask him or whatever, he takes off a hood and it's like Dom's son from the future, like half cyborg thing.
Dude, like, that's so cool. Yeah,
yeah,
hello father.
Wait, is that Fast 10 or Fast 11?
That's 10.
Oh, okay.
No, so that's probably not the whole movie, right?
That's not the whole movie. That'd be like the climax of or it's like a peak of 10, you know what I mean?
Yeah
it's like a big reveal.
So why is he the enemy? What's he trying to do?
He's trying to get back to his time.
He doesn't have family.
Oh yeah, his dad Dom died, so, and he's trying to. Okay.
Wait, so why is he an antagonist then?
He blames his dad.
He blames his dad, right? Or maybe he's trying to save his dad by any means possible. Maybe that's it.
Oh, maybe to save his dad, he has to kill the rest of the family or something.
Ooh, that's good. And then Dom's like, no, there's another way. And then whatever, like, Dom.
That's perfect.
And then, like, they find a new way. And then, like, it ends with, like, all of them at a barbecue. And then, like, Dom and future cybernetic son. And they're, like,
drinking. He has, like, a spatula attachment on his right hand or something.
Yeah.
Even The Rock shows up. He comes even back after all.
Yeah.
I like
I don't think we need to go over the whole movie like set pieces and stuff, I guess, for to one up.
All right. A big, like, what would happen in 10 that's bigger than driving a car in space through a satellite? What's bigger than that?
They drive through a wormhole.
Driving through time, drifting through time. Oh!
Right. I think that's good for the 11th movie, though.
Nah, because the 11th post-apocalyptic.
Oh, that's true, like, yeah.
Maybe they have to drift through time, or, like, they have to drift through the multiverse. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up, bro. It's too good.
Dude, I think then Fast 10 should be left on, like, a cliffhanger. Because that would only make sense, right?
And then when they come back, and so at the end of Fast 10, they come back to their time, but it's a wasteland now. And then, like, Letty shows up and she's like, Dom, where have you been? And then
drifting through time.
This is like a boom to be continued.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Let's get to 11 now. I feel like, because, you know, that's a big thing. Them drifting through, like, multiverse and time itself. You know, they're like, I feel like that's really cool. They have to get into space first, and then they need to find a wormhole. Or something like that. I feel like that's cool. That works.
What would be cool, what else would be cool is if they got split up during the dimensional drifting, I think. One of them, like, half of them went to the future or something, and, like, both of them went into the future, both groups, but one went into a future where there's, like, they're all high tech and everything. And the other is like a post-apocalypse or something.
Well, it's just hard to tie them both in, like, in the second movie, if they're, like, they're both in two different dimensions.
I guess. They could be in the same dimension, but it's two, like, opposite sides of the world. Like, half the world, like, all of Europe's, like, in a post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, but all of South America, because that's where they film, like, half of the movies are based in South America. So all of South America is, like, utopia, but, like, all of, like, Europe and, like, Eurasia and America is all just, like, desolate wasteland. And Africa and Australia are the same.
Nothing changes.
Still technology, food, and water. They're just, like, kind of, like, they're chilling and everything. But, like, just Europe, Eurasia is a wasteland.
How about this, then? How about the moon is like a utopia, and the entire Earth is, like, a wasteland? Because that would make more sense,
okay,
right?
Okay. Flip it around. Maybe, like, the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And then they could drift on the moon? That'd be pretty cool. All
right, so the end of 10 would be, like, them all drifting, like, through time in their own different cars. Dom and his... Let's say they're all in their different cars, right? Because everyone... You know, it's rare that they're... Like, someone's in the passenger seat of another car, you know what I mean?
Everyone's always...
So they're all drifting through space in their own different... Like, they're all like, okay, we need to wait in the perfect time. And then when the wormhole comes, we need to drift through it just at the exact time, right? And they go in... They drift through the wormhole, and this is, like, all to, like, stop, maybe Dom's son came back not only to save his father, but to save, like, the world from, like, a nuclear explosion or something.
Of course.
Or, like, maybe a nuclear war or something like that. Yeah, because that's the next step they would take.
I was thinking...
The reason why Dom's son doesn't care who lives or dies, because he's saving, in his mind, he's saving everyone's lives don't matter.
Actually, yeah. I think we could make it on Earth. Like, half of the Earth is utopia. Half of it is, like, post-apocalypse or whatever. I was thinking we could make the utopia part, like, they only managed to create a utopia by removing cars.
Oh, that's good. That's so good, bro. That's so... No. It's not that. It's just all the cars are now boring electric cars.
We could do that, or they're like self-driving. There's no drivers.
There's no. Oh, okay. They go. All right. That's all right. So I feel like we have 10 down.
And then, right? Yeah, Dom's son goes back in time because he wants to experience driving a real car, or something like that. But not just that. Obviously, more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. What else do you think we could do, I guess? So we got, like, half of the world is dystopia or utopia where cars don't really exist. And the other half is, like, a part that still kind of appreciates cars, I guess. Like, in a post-apocalypse something or other.
Yeah, that works.
That works. Okay, so... I don't really know many of the characters from Fast and Furious. So, have you watched it?
I watched, like, the first couple. I haven't watched it recently.
I got the recent one. Okay. So, I think...
All right, so we have down packed right now, right? So, we have a utopia, but only due to the fact that there are no cars and no drivers.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is on... Okay, so first, I want to give a quick summary of 10, just to get that out the window.
Okay.
Fast and Furious 10. Like, this mysterious person's going around. He's, like, doing... Like, causing a mayhem. He's, like, creating something or stopping something. No one shows what's up. So Dom and the family have to go and, like, stop him. Reveals, boom, Dom's son from the future, and he's a cyborg.
Okay, yeah.
But then it reveals that Dom's son from the future is trying to stop whatever horrible future he comes from is, like, going to happen, right? Which is, like, probably, like, a bunch of death or whatever. And so, like, to stop this, I don't care how many lives I have to kill, but I'm going to stop that future from happening, right? And then Dom is like, no, son, there's another way. How do they end up drifting through time in the 10th movie, which is the start to the 11th movie?
You were saying Dominic from the future is dead, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one of his friends is actually an enemy now since he's dead. Like, what's the hacker's name?
Ramses?
What if she, like, brings them to the future? And she wants, I don't know, she's evil for some reason because Dom died.
But I feel like if someone would be evil because Dom's dead, it wouldn't be Ramses.
Okay, then who would it be?
I mean, maybe Letty?
Letty? So that's fine.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Yeah, because also, you know, they never really give Letty, like, roles anymore in Fast and Furious. She's, like, before in the beginning, she's like, oh, she's a badass who also drinks. And then she's, like, pushed to the side a little bit. So we can make her an antagonist. That'd be cool. Like, driven mad since the death of her loved one.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we could just... We could just make it so she brought them into the future somehow. She, like, pulled them into the future for some reason. And that's probably dictated in the 11th movie, I guess.
But then if they get pulled into the future by force, we miss the scene of them purposely drifting through, like, wormhole.
So what could happen is they're in the middle of a street race or something. And then they're like, oh, no, what's going on? And then this wormhole opens up in front of them. They start drifting through time.
I feel like they'd want it, like, I'm just saying, like,
they'd want to do it on purpose.
They'd be wanting to do it by them. Like, I feel like that's the conclusion they go to, is like, all right, my son, like, we need to figure out how to do this. Maybe we need to go back in time more. But they accidentally wind up going into the future, and we find out the reason why they went to the future. Isn't anything wrong with, like, the technology of the one because of what Letty did, and she was bringing them there. That way, it's still, like, it's a twist in the 11th movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Like,
yeah.
Purposeful. And also at the end of the 10th movie, like, wait, what the what? What is this? What's happening right now?
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah. Okay, that works. That's a 10th movie. We'll stop it there. That's 10.
Okay, so that's 10. Okay. So then I think like half of them
drift. John died. And Han died. Han for sure died.
Yeah, Han died in the yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's just actually that's one of the Dom's son kills Han.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what we can do is, do you still want to split them apart?
I feel like, yeah, we can split them apart. So, like, wait, are we doing the moon or?
I mean, are they in different cars then?
Yeah. They'd all be in different cars. Okay.
So then half of them go into the Utopia, but then they're arrested right away because they have their cars, right?
I feel like maybe like the fun comic relief going to the Utopia just because. Because they always get out of situations, and you never really feel like they're in danger, and then it'd be, like, fun for them to explore the world.
Whereas, And
I feel like then Dom, his son, and maybe Letty, because they're also with Letty, you know what I mean? Because they're with future Letty and present Letty. That's a sort of dynamic.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, we split them up to, like, Dom, his son, and Letty, and maybe Ludacris, right? Well, actually, no, you gotta keep Tyrese Gibson and Ludacris together. All right, Dom, his son, of course, yeah. Letty, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
They all go to the
Utopia. Hobbs and Shaw should be together, right?
No, okay, which one's Hobbs and which one's Shaw? I keep forgetting.
Hobbs is the white guy.
The British one.
No, Hobbs is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought Hobbs was the bald guy.
Well, yeah.
I guess they're both bald. They are both bald.
They're both the bald guy. Yeah. Okay, so
there's quite a few bald men.
There's a lot of characters to keep track of, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Thought Dom, and the important people should go to the apocalyptic area.
Yeah, they're going to the port. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the comic relief characters, like we'd say, like Ramsey, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris.
Wait, no, Dom and The Rock should be together to compete. Like, they're like, oh, I bet I could survive better than you. I'm so much
Dom
better
and The Rock
than
are
you.
The, like, but they're in, like, the dystopia place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then I guess whatever other new character, like, would be, that would, and also John Cena is with, like, Ludacris.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a part of the crew now. I forgot about John Cena. But yeah, okay, so from there, Fast and Furious 11. This is when we need to actually make the movie now.
So I guess it starts with them going in their respective places, the Utopia and the Dystopia. So it would probably start off with Dom, like the Dom and the crew, like the Dystopia crew. I'd say like somehow they get a new appreciation for cars because they're more scarce and they're harder to like come by because they're in like a desert, right? That's what I'm imagining.
Okay, wait, so is this feature just cars have been outlawed as well? Is that just like another...
So this is like the Wild cars. West, yeah. So okay, where they land is like the Wild West for cars, I guess.
Okay, oh, I like that, I like that. So they just like, they drift out and they're like, they're in this like area, just full desert and like a like an empty road with like a bunch of like old cars, like modern cars, but now they're old cars.
Yeah, now they're old. Yeah.
It's like this carted on this side of the road. And it's like, wait, this isn't the past. And then now they need to meet, like the first thing I guess would be them meeting.
Right? Who do they meet?
Or do you want to Dom's crew meeting up with like the other half?
Yeah, so they'd want to get their bearings somehow and figure out where they are and then meet up with the other half. Yeah.
Yeah. So we gotta find the others. And so this isn't the time. Like, is this or is this not the timeline Dom's son came from?
I think it should be. And where? So Dom's son probably came from the Utopia side since he is, I don't know, cyborg.
I feel like Dom's son would definitely come from the dystopian side.
I thought that would be cooler, but
because he's like the street. He's a cool street racer, just like his dad. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. I feel like he's a street racer. It's kind of hard. It's hard to go. I don't know where else to take this. They're already in the future in a apocalypse. Okay. I'm glad that we didn't have to one-up. You know? I'm glad that this is the one-upping. This, we don't need to go farther than this.
What if there's like, I don't know, like some kind of tournament or coliseum or something?
Oh, like illegal racing where cars actually, where they
like cars are giant, illegal. So let's say there's a big like politician or something that comes
race
down
wars. And,
race wars.
Race,
I mean, race wars.
Wait. Fast and Furious. Oh my god. Someone had this exact same reaction about like in Fast and Furious, I think the second or fourth movie, there's something called Race Wars, which Letty started up. And since if she's our antagonist, this is good actually. It's like maybe like the main tournament or whatever. But Letty started up this thing called Race Wars. Everyone in California, I think that's where they were. Like, it's like all the races in California would go to do their races, and it was called Race Wars.
Yeah,
that's so now cool. It's like Letty, like old lady Letty. Now is like,
yeah, she's international running race wars or something. Maybe it's her daughter or something, or her son. I don't know.
What? Like,
it would be Letty. Letty. Yeah. It would be her. Yeah. Just old woman, cyborg Letty.
A couple like cyborg enhancements. Yeah. Okay. What's going on? Yeah,
there's an international race. Wait, so then why is she a bad guy?
Well, she brought them. We gotta figure that out. All we know is that she brought them there, and then that's it.
Oh, okay. How about her wish was to get Dom and the entire crew to participate in the race wars, but for some reason they all died, or most of them died. And she's one of the remaining members of the Dom crew.
Is she like, maybe it's something of like, maybe she's gone insane.
Yeah, you know? So she wants to see is Dom win the race wars, the international race wars.
Okay, then if that's the case, she's more of a minor antagonist. Bigger. Like, she can still be the one who brought them there, right? And because of just her insanity. But then after Dom wins the race, she gets like brought back. And she's like, oh my god.
Reminds me of the story doesn't days. Have to be too deep, I don't think.
Yeah, but then we need like a bigger antagonist. Like, we need the utopia, right? That's what they gotta fight up against, because like it's like, oh, this utopia, they don't have gas powered cars. They have no more drifting. They outlawed drifting. And this is the outcome. This is Biden's America after Biden. And abortions and outlawed. First abortions are gone, then our drifting is gone, and then what's next? We can't drive cars anymore. That's the speech that Dom gives while he looks straight at the camera.
So how about this? It's kind of like the Industrial Revolution versus the Wild West, where the Wild West kept getting smaller and smaller until the cowboys were gone pretty much. So I think the dystopia should be, it's not really a dystopia, it's more like a wasteland. It's like the same thing, where more and more rules are getting put into place where cars shouldn't exist to make a utopia possible.
Yeah, because they have things like teleporters or something, or you know what I mean. Because
so maybe Letty isn't a good, like a bad guy. She brought them into the future to see them win, but then this bigger bad guy, some government something or other, is like pushing to make this the last international race war because it's a stain on the utopia.
Exactly. All right, now how are we need to make cars good, because why are cars so good? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I don't really agree with the things that this movie is pushing. I don't really like cars that much, but
because it's not, because like maybe the utopia.
Yeah,
has
I guess
good
the cars points. Serve no purpose now.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like freedom. You know, freedom. People should be able to drive their own cars, do their own things. You know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe take away the teleportation thing I said earlier.
Shifting down a long road, drinking a, you know, a cold brew
drinking
with the boys.
Drinking a Corona.
Drinking and driving. Drinking. Let's bring it back.
That's a speech Dom gives. Drinking while driving. That's the only way you can. No, okay. Dom said, I used to live my life a quarter mile at a time. Now that all the cars control themselves, I don't have a life anymore. Or something like that.
I feel like I'm not alive anymore.
I feel like I'm not alive anymore. So maybe Dom gets stuck in the utopia. And, oh, I like, okay, Dom gets stuck in the utopia with, like, all the other comic relief characters. And it's, like, Letty, The Rock, and Dom's son, who meet Future Letty. We could do something like that too. And then Letty's like, oh, your driving reminds me of
your dad. Yeah. And then she sheds a single tear.
And she's like, all right, I'll help you out. And then while that's going on, we cut to like the utopia with Dom and Ludacris and Tyrese Gibson and the others, right? And they're like, what's going on here? Why is drifting banned? And so maybe it's like a Footloose sort of situation. We need to bring dancing back. But instead of dancing, we need to bring drifting back.
And there's a bunch of musical breakouts.
Yeah. But instead of like dancing, they're just doing donuts in the car.
Oh, so what about the international race war? That sounds really bad.
That's why I was confused when Zion said that. I was like,
race wars are cool. Wait. Okay, race wars aren't cool, but race wars are cool. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You guys get what I'm saying. No one quote that.
Yeah.
But it's a cool. It's such a cool little race thing. I feel like it's just like a
mini. No, it's not a little race. It's a huge race throughout the entire wasteland.
I guess it would. I guess it would be bigger, and we need to one up it from the last movie. That's true. And I'm thinking
because cars are outlawed, rich people from across the world come to race, you know, and stuff like that, in their old beat up cars.
We also need to get, I want also to have, because it is an espionage thing, you know, they're very much just super, like, agents, they're like spies and soldiers, basically, they're no longer just street racers, so what are they need to go against the utopia to shut down, they need to find out, like, for some reason the utopia is corrupt or something, or maybe Han's alive and he wants revenge. Ooh, Han's running the utopia. Maybe that's it. Right, okay, just hear me out, right, we killed Han in the last movie. But wait, Han's daughter's alive still. Oh shoot, I forgot about Han's daughter. Okay, Han stays dead. What if he actually keep Han dead? We'll see what happens in 12.
His daughter is running the.
His daughter is running the utopia now, and she's like, "Cars ruined Han's life. I won't let that happen anymore." And so she's outlawing all cars, outlawing all drifting. But the utopia needs it the most. Like, it's at a time where the utopia needs it the most. And Dom's like, listen, I forgot her name, but she's like, listen, Han's daughter, I know what happened to Han was bad, but listen, Han would have never wanted you to do this. Han loved American more than anyone else. We need, you and I both know we need drifting to get out of this situation. And it's something like the utopia is going through some sort of issue. And the only way the people from the wastelands are coming over like to raid the utopia or whatever.
You know what would be cool? If she goes and sits in her like stupid autonomous Tesla or whatever, and then Dom like he gets a muscle car, a Dodge Charger from 1950s or whatever,
perfectly running 70s. In perfect condition.
Running in perfect condition, and he catches up to her by drifting through the streets.
Okay. I like that.
And then she's like, go faster. And he's like, I would break the speed limit if I went any faster. The car.
That's good. All right, I like the idea. If race wars are giant again, maybe this race war, right? Like, this is after, like, let's say, like Letty's whole plan was like, we're going to run the utopia into the ground, right?
So what if the race war is kind of like, it's a rebellion. It's like a way to stand up against the utopia. So part of the race is through like one of the major cities.
In one of the movies, there was a character who could control other cars, and like it could control, like hack into their driving systems and like make the cars move. And it was like a bunch of like innocent like passengers like stuck in their cars. Like, well, I guess they've already done that, so we shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Even though that was a cool scene. All right.
So well, I thought the
all right, you go.
The race war should be like a rebellion kind of thing. So they put part of the race like through the. So this is like the last race war, or that's what they're planning at least. So they put part of the race through like one of the major cities in the utopia. So
destroy it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like if they destroy this, the entire utopia, their entire system like goes down with it. Right,
Yeah,
I feel like, because maybe Letty's like, you know what, fuck the entire utopia, you know what I mean? All I need is this. But then it's that's before, because that's like while she was still insane, before she saw Dom Jr.'s awesome racing skills. Yeah. Oh, his name is Brian. They named Dom's son Brian.
Brian. Yeah. How could I forget?
Toretta. So it's like, so maybe like this is like at, like, but when she saw Brian's drift skills and everything, he's like, oh, Brian, maybe, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
And it's like, now she's also trying to stop her evil plan. But it's too late. Yeah. It's gotten out of her hand or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that works. Okay. Cool. All right. This is easy, bro.
Yeah, I think I can make the next, like, five.
You want to go to 12? Because I feel like we could do 12, too, bro. We could wrap this up and go to 12. I really feel like it.
Okay, let's do the Fast Trilogy then. The new age trilogy or something.
The Time Trilogy. Okay, we gotta wrap this one up. This is 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so how's this one going to end then? I imagine it's just like, maybe they have to come together. Hybrid cars. just like they're like together, like maybe we should just do hybrid cars. And then that's the end of the movie.
Hybrid cars? What do you mean?
Hybrid cars. You know, just like, you know, like hybrid cars. Like,
I guess, cars, yeah. Wait, so they invent the hybrid car?
That's just a joke. That's not a good idea.
Oh, you know what would be, you know what else would be really cool? This is just another scene, I guess. But like, Dom gets the hacker to like hack one of the Teslas or whatever, and then he drifts the Tesla by driving it.
Ooh, I like that. I feel like that's something he has to do. Like, that's like definitely, of course, we got to put some obstacles in there. And one of the main things Dom has, he needs to drift and he needs to get in his car, right? Like, it's, he can't get to where he needs to go with the Tesla moving slow. So Ramsey's hacks into the Tesla and he's like, Dom, it's all yours. And then Dom's like, perfect. And then
rolls down the windows, puts his shades on, one arm on the steering wheel, one arm on the back of the next seat.
Pops a Corona. But then he grabs a Corona. He's about to reach for a Corona. And then like he thinks for a second. He's like, he like shakes his head and then like puts his hand back on the seat.
Oh, dude, this is easy. So how do we wrap this up then and go into the next movie? Because we have to one up this again.
We do the one. All right, that is the thing. I don't know how we went up future apocalypse, but I'm imagining, right, like the utopia, it has to be in a dome, right?
Yeah, of course.
This is what I'm imagining, like, you know, in like one of the Marvel movies where all the aliens are like going into Wakanda's like dome or whatever, and it's like it's like destroying the dome. I imagine that, but with like a bunch of like cool ass like cars instead, like driving into like the utopia's dome, like breaking it open or whatever, right? And then how would you destroy them? Like, I mean, you could like blow them up, but that's lame. You know, like something with cars, you know.
I don't know, maybe attaches like something to the top of his car, or he gets like an airdrop from what's her name, Letty, and she's like, here's something we've been working on behind the scenes, and it's like a big tank, like Tesla or something. I don't know.
They already done super magnets, which so we can't do super magnets. In fact, we need the one-up super magnet.
Maybe there's a hole on the top of the dome or something, but he gets a flying car. Have they done flying cars?
No, they have. Well, we've been to space.
With, I mean, cars. Did they? The car has flown.
They flew through space with a car. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think the next thing is, right, maybe it's like all the cars. Like, first you see all the cars drive all the cars, dome, and everyone's like, "Oh shoot, how are we gonna do with that many cars?" But then. All the cars together start.
Oh, it becomes a mecha,
giant mecha.
It's Transformers. That's
so stupid.
A giant, like 70-meter tall mecha.
That's pretty cool, though.
And it's like Like, even
and it
like,
becomes like a guys. Power Rangers thing where they split the screen five ways and Dom's in the middle.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, that's a pretty good conclusion, I think. Or like a climax, I guess.
Like, yeah, from listen, it doesn't need to be realistic, all right? Because we're, first of all, we're topping right now, drifting through a wormhole, all right? So
okay, so their car, like, Letty's like, here's a little something we've been working on, and press this button all together. And they're like, 3, 2, 1. They press it, the cars come closer together.
Well, no, I feel like they don't have, I feel like that's what they're going up against.
Oh, that's what they're going up against?
Like, because that's like all of the cars from the race war. That's what they're going up against. And it's like, how do we go up against that? And then that's their whole thing. And then they have to like drift, they have to like drive on top of the mecha or whatever, like do some crazy maneuvers. Maybe like Dom has like some Batmobile shit in one of his cars and like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's super cool. All right. So then how do we end it?
Well, obviously, after the crazy awesome battle sequence.
Yeah.
They defeat the mecha, and then Han's daughter is like, you know what? Maybe you guys are right. Maybe we needed these after all to defend ourselves and also to bring unity. You know, it shouldn't just be wasteland and utopia. We need to unite. And then also Letty's like, yeah, future Letty. And then like Han's adopted future daughter. They're both like, all right, we'll work together. Right. And then we'll also send you guys back home. And then Dom's son's like,
what if they capture Han's daughter? Right, what if they capture Han's daughter and then put her in the passenger seat? And then while they're drifting around, she gets how fun it is.
She gets a flashback to like, she's like, this is crazy, what are you doing, let me
out. There's a baby seat in the passenger seat.
She was like adopted by Han when she was like young, but yeah, she gets like a flashback to the first time like Han drove her, and it's just like she like gets tears in her eyes. It's like, maybe I was wrong about cars. Yeah, I feel like that's great.
Okay, that's a good way to bring a conclusion.
And then we can always get the tearful goodbye between Han. I mean, not between Han. Between Vin Diesel and his son. We get that as well. And then his son's like, Dom's like, don't worry, I'll see you in 20 years. This time I'll make sure I live to it.
But I think to continue the trilogy, they go way back to the past now.
Ooh, yes, bro. Which how about this Salem Rich Witch Trials?
No, because cars didn't exist.
What fucking cars, huh?
Well, how about drifting horses and stuff? That'd be pretty cool.
Well, no, you can't drift horses or trains.
No, you can drift horses.
You can kind of drift horses.
No, you can drift trains. Remember, what was that one? Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole Tokyo drift scene. That was the craziest drift I've ever seen.
What's a good time period then? I don't want to do like fucking England or some shit.
1940s. America.
What's going on then?
No, I think.
I was thinking.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so after, like, it's a whole movie. We're starting now with the 12th movie, right? They go through the wormhole, and the first scene, and like, the last scene of the 11th movie, when they go into the wormhole, they say goodbye, and, like, they separate, and it's now just all of our, like, present characters. They go, and it's like, wait, what time is it? And they check their watches, or they check their phones or whatever. It's like, wait, it's September 10th, 2001. That's the end. There's a cliffhanger from there.
I was just thinking, what if they drifted a plane or something?
No, okay, they have to get a car into the plane that would crash into the Twin Towers, and they need to save. Dom and his crew need to stop 9/11.
No.
That is pretty crazy. Movie.
They try to stop it, but then Dom's like, no, we have to let it happen. And then he swerves back into the buildings. Oh, no, or maybe it was never gonna happen, and they're the reason it happened.
That's good. All right. So the 12th movie, Dominus crew come back from the future.
Wait, so they all die?
Well, no,
it's
no,
the
no,
end
no.
of Fast and Furious.
No, Dominus crew. This is just 12. All right, Dominus crew come back from the post-apocalyptic future. They say goodbye to all their future friends. and they wake, they arrive, and like maybe it's September. Okay, so it's let's say like maybe it's like a week before 9/11, right? Just to give them some prep time. A week before 9/11, and now it's like, what are they gonna do?
Yeah, so they're living their lives as at the very beginning. I'd say they're living their lives as normal, but then they go back or no, they're
No, I feel like because they accidentally
No, they came back, but they didn't mean to. George Bush got them to come back.
You guys gotta stop 9/11.
No, he caused 9/11.
Oh, oh wait. So they are. Yeah, how about this? Real early on in the movie, right? They come back and like in like this 12th movie begins and it's real quick. Dom and their crew know what to do. They
wait, so why did Bush bring him back
in advance? But then Bush calls them back. He's 9/11. Like, yeah, that's smart.
It's his like, job. George Bush is hiring them to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So he wants them to do 9/11. Is that why he
called
them
no,
back?
Here's the thing. I got it. This is perfect.
Isn't that the whole conspiracy that George Bush calls 9/11?
Yes, it is.
Wait, run.
So he wants them to cause it.
All right, I got it. This is it, right? Dominus crew. They come into the future, September 10th, 2001, and they know what to do. They stop 9/11 with ease. No planes hit the World Trade Center. But they go back into the future, and they get a call. They think everything's normal. They say, it's from George Bush, and he says, I know what you guys did. You need to go back.
Dom and their crew
now have to go back to September 11th, fight their former selves, and cause 9/11 to save the world.
Yes, that's perfect.
Because when they come back, it's actually like everybody's Nazis. Now they need to go back and like cause 9/11 to save the world.
I was also thinking, what if they were stuck in a time loop? What if they're stuck in a time loop where like something went wrong with time? They went back to 2001, and they keep saving the Twin Towers, but then Dom realizes we gotta crash into the towers.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, so every time I think. They save the day, but they like set one thing off, so they try and save it a different way every time.
Yeah, yeah, but then they realize they just have to put it into the towers.
Yeah.
They have to let it happen, yeah.
And then Dom's driving the plane, he's like, this is for family.
He's driving the plane?
Yes.
Wait, maybe what it is right, they come back and it's September 10th, 2001, right? But nothing happens, and they wake up, and then they're back, and it's like, wait, what's happening? Wasn't 9/11 supposed to happen? And nothing happens again. They wake up, and it's like, wait a minute. Come to themselves. Wait, are we supposed to do 9/11 for the world? Exactly. They have to do 9/11 to get out of the time loop.
Dude, that's wild. I didn't think we'd top going into the future.
Now we have time loops and the crew causing 9/11. But I do like the idea of like them stopping it and then going to the future, and George Bush is like, you guys have to start 9/11 now and also fight against your former selves, because I feel like that's a perfect one-up.
That is pretty cool. I do like that, because that'd be a really cool scene where Dom's like fighting Dom and all the others themselves.
They need to wear costumes. So like if Dom were to fight Dom, he'd have to like wear a wig.
Oh yeah,
Okay, so we can have a scene where Dom and Dom like try to punch each other, but what happens is like it causes like a giant rift in like space and time or whatever, and it's like we can't let each other touch. That means, and then they have to switch up. They have to like fight. They like have to fight each other, but not each other. You know what I mean?
Like,
Dom, I know your weaknesses, and you know mine. You fight me and I'll fight you. We got this, or something like
but
that.
But then at the end, they start working together and they're all one big family, and then they crash into the Twin Towers.
So there's two Dom Toretto's, two Ludacris's, two Tyrese Gibson's, and all together, all of them.
Because there's two different planes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude. Oh, and apparently there were also bombs inside the building, so like The Rock could be doing that.
Oh yeah, The Rock, and Hobbs and Shaw are there as well.
So first of all, The Rock goes to disable the bombs that whoever put there, and then the other Rock goes there to fight the first Rock to get rid of the bombs.
Who put the bombs there in the first place?
It was
The Rock. We get introduced back to Han. who set the bombs in the Twin Towers in 2001.
Khan is just the mastermind behind everything.
No, he didn't even time travel. That was his actual original job.
We go back in time. This is what Han was in 2001.
They're like, Han, they sent you back too? And he's like, what do you mean sent back? What?
Like, who are you? What do you mean sent back? Yeah, that's... Oh my god, that's good.
Ooh, he's like a multidimensional hitman or something?
No, that's just what
he was... Administration.
No, in 2001, this is what Han was doing. The younger Han. This has nothing to do with the film. He was just part... He already was part of it.
Okay.
This is what Han was doing.
They're like, who sent you back? God. We thought you were dead. And he's like, dead?
Who the heck are you back? Guys?
Who are you guys? Yeah. That's okay.
Oh my god. Like 12. That's terrible. That's so bad.
I feel like maybe we want to backtrack a little bit with 12.
This is the producers just wanting to ruin Fast and Furious.
Let's backtrack.
Is just like the definition of they'll buy anything.
Yeah.
They'll buy. I would watch this movie though.
I would definitely watch
this movie.
This is like Snyder's cut.
This is actually the first Fast and Furious movie. There's a lot of director's cut, and so they changed a lot of it. All right, let's change the time period.
Once all the cast dies in real life, they can release it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was like, we can't let this out. But, like, this is, like, 40 years after everyone's died.
This is actually... They filmed it during 9/11.
Fast and Furious caused 9/11.
During the production, they accidentally caused it. That's why all of this,
they just went for it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's say they don't. Maybe they're not.
The first Fast and Furious did come out in 2001. Before 9/11.
It all makes sense. Okay. Let's say when they come back into the, they come back from the future. Let's say maybe they don't come back from to September 2001. Maybe they go to a different time just to not do any 9/11 stuff. We can just say that.
Come on. Okay, fine.
They go back to Pearl Harbor.
World War II. Oh my Let's just God, go all the man. Way back. Dude, I want a scene of Dom Toretto punching Hitler in the face.
Oh, that's good. I like that, though, bro. That's good. And then Hitler's like, wait, this car, isn't it German engineering?
It's the finest in the world.
All right, okay. Let's say, all right, so 9/11 or World War II. Where's the crew going?
I like the 9/11 one a lot, though.
Yeah, 9/11's perfect.
All right, let's stick with the 9/11 one.
Perfect in the worst ways possible.
In a lot of horrible ways. Never forget.
No, that's the ending. The ending, it fades away, and it says, never forget.
God, that's horrible. All right, I feel like that's... All right, okay. So, the conclusion is them... I don't think they are in the planes themselves. Because I feel like they were stopping it, right? So they just need to stop themselves. They don't need to cause it. Because I don't know if we want to show our heroes causing 9/11.
Okay, why not?
No, this shows the true... It's a metaphor.
They literally have to get out of the...
No, because if we're saying, right, they stopped when they came into the future, stopped 9/11, and they're like, oh, shoot, wait, it's September. Wait, 9/11's about to happen. We can stop it real quick, guys. Hey, no sweat off my back. And then, like, Tyrese Gibson's like, that's a day walk in the park for me. And they easily do it, right? They stop 9/11. They, like, fight all, like, the guys. They go to the...
And then when they go back to the future, Bush and his administration, no, they don't call him. They ambush them right when they get out of the portal or whatever.
Yeah. No, Hillary should be there.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton's there as well. Yeah. And then they need to go back, but they're not causing 9/11. They're stopping themselves. Stop 9/11.
Yeah.
So they're stopping 9/11. Yeah, so
they didn't cause it. They're just...
They're just stopping 9/11. They're not starting it, but they're just stopping it.
They're just stopping themselves from meddling in the past, basically.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like if you saved Hitler, you know, you didn't cause World War II.
Yeah, exactly. That way we don't have to have a scene where our main characters are just driving in an airplane into the towers. Let's see, it's for family, because I don't think But that is a cool scene. I don't. Maybe
I don't think. Look, we're not actually gonna make this movie, so realistically, we could do anything we want. I think we should do full on 9/11.
So they caught. Wait, what?
It sounds even worse when Harun's the one advocating the most.
You can't be the one saying that.
It's like, come on, guys, come on, we have to.
Why are you so?
It's why
you
want to do 9/11
so because much? It's cool. I would watch this movie.
All right, I just think it's better if they're stopping themselves, right?
I think it is better when they're stopping themselves, but they should all be on.
Then
the
we could also have like we can have them in planes.
I think
like,
that would be cool. Yeah,
because I imagine like one of them is like maybe like to stop the plane or something. Like one of them went to like or maybe Dom went to an airport or something. Hey, like I'm going to steal this airplane so that they can't use it. Or something like that, right? But then Dom steals another airplane, or maybe there's a fight on it, or maybe an airplane chase. We can do stuff like that. But they don't need to.
Oh,
they Dom, personally don't need to drive the plane into the towers. I don't think.
How about they do this then? They save everyone that was on the planes, but I don't know. 9/11 still happens.
Well, they can't save everyone on the planes.
Yeah, that'd still be messing with time, I guess.
That'd be meddling with time.
And I don't think they're worried about the people on the plane. I mean, I think they could clear the building, but that's like.
And then Tyrese Gibson comes back and is like, hey, when I was back in 2001, I invested all my money in Berkshire Hathaway. And then he opens up his phone. Billionaire now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He wasn't helping stop or start 9/11. He was just
doing insider trading.
Yeah, he was doing something else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's is that a movie right there, guys?
That's three movies right there.
That's a dynasty.
Yeah.
That's trilogy. All right, guys. So we finished writing Made in China. I feel like this is the next one we gotta write. Just write these three real quick.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to. It would be a lot harder to because we didn't act. We've only broke down like at least like three scenes for each of these movies.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of work.
We have to tell it to Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's the main guy.
Vin Diesel would. I don't know. I feel like Vin Diesel would be like maybe if we did put Never Forget at the end, and maybe Vin Diesel saluting. Then
I think that would be kind of. Like a redemption for us for making this whole movie.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely need a redemption. I feel like the next movie after this, well, no, I was gonna say pro-American, but we don't need to be pro-American.
The next movie is just like a charity thing in Africa. That's the entire movie.
Yeah, our next episode is just us promoting, like, just a charity, just so our consciousness can be. Yeah, just to clear it off a little bit. I feel like that's Fast and Furious 10, 11, and 12. We've talked to the producers, and if you're a Fast and Furious, get ready for the next, because the next few years, these are the movies you're going to see. These are the movies that you're going to see. Yeah, I think that's it, right, guys?
Yep, that's it.
We did it?
That's a trilogy.
That's what I like to hear.
Three movies, one episode? Oh my god.
Yeah, and sub 1 hour.
Dang, we're efficient.
It's like the Hangover.
We had 2 minutes to spare. Yeah, we're good. But I was thinking it was gonna be a tricky one. But hey, this was easy. This was good.
It was pretty good. All right, let's do this again sometime, boys.
All right, so next episode, Fast and Furious. 13, 14, and 15.
Yeah, let's go for 4 next time.
Let's go for 4. And I feel like we could. You know, we'd have to like speed run through them, but that was pretty good. What do we say at the end of episode? If you like listening to this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And also leave a 5-star review on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at whatever our Instagram is. I think ScriptsDipcast.
Yes, that's true.
I forgot, you know, I'm going to keep posting on there. I forgot to post on there, like, all of our episodes. But, hey, it's we're active. We're still there. Also, you can message us if you have any episode recommendations. You know, hey, you guys should do Fast and Furious 20. We'll think about it.
All right.
We're already ahead of you.
We're way ahead of you. We're already writing it down. We're already got the pens and papers on it.
I guarantee you, we've already written that episode. So don't worry about it.
As what we say at the end of all our episodes, all the time, 100%.
That's
an episode.
Hey.
Don't you do a pitch?
No, not anymore.
Do a pitch? I feel like we can do a pitch.
It's three. Actually, Luis, this is pretty easy. Yeah, Luis, you do it.
Actually, we all do a pitch.
I lost track. I can do three. I can do the 9/11.
I'll do one. You do two. Okay, all right. All right. Who am I pitching to right now? Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah, sure.
And Adam Sandler.
And Adam Sandler. Okay.
Who's Vin Diesel? Who's The Rock? And who's Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
who's acting as them?
Adam Sandler's George Bush.
No, I mean right now.
Because I'm pitching it both of
you. Okay, let's just make this simple. We're just, I don't know, we're writing an email or something. Or it's on the telephone.
Yo, hey, telephone call? Yo, hey, Vin Diesel, is that The Rock in the background? Oh, Adam Sandler's it too? Y'all playing basketball? All right. Yo, tell Adam Sandler I like that new movie, Hustle or something. Hustle. That was. I didn't finish it. I just. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I got a movie, Fast and Furious, 10, aka Fast 10. Your seatbelts for an amazing ride.
Oh my god.
In this movie, Han. I'm sorry, he dies, but maybe he comes back. Who knows? I didn't make Fast and Furious. That's not for me to say. But Fast and Furious 10 is a mysterious man, killing and collecting a bunch of things. We don't know why. It's actually Dom's son future, but Dom has to travel through a wormhole and to get into the future to help his son, because Dom dies in the future and Dom and his son are trying to prevent that. They go into a wormhole into the future. It's an apocalypse cliffhanger. End of movie. What do you think?
So before you tell me what you think, I'm here next for Fast 11 or Fast to the Future. So, what we have for this one is Dom drifts into the future, and there's this whole big race going on, led by future, what's her name? And she's future Letty. She's leading this whole big race that's actually a whole rebellion against a utopia, which doesn't even use cars at all. And it ends in a big battle between the revolutionists and the utopia that doesn't like cars. And then finally, Letty gets... Oh no, Han's daughter is the one that's leading the utopia. So she gets kidnapped by Dom, and then he drifts her around for a bit, and she starts to remember how Han drove her around when she was a little kid. So she forgives him and says, "All right, we'll bring cars back into the utopia." And that's a wrap.
Also a giant mech battle.
Also a giant mech battle for the
And to end the trilogy, when they're sent back in time, they see that it's only a week away till 9/11.
What's the name of this one?
Fast and Furious 12, The Day After 11.
Oh, good! Oh, my God!
And then when they're sent back in time, they see 9/11's only a week away. They decide to stop it. But after returning to the future, they see that it caused more harm than good. So they get put into a reverse doomsday, where every day that they don't cause 9/11, they have to do it the next day. And then they cause 9/11.
No, they have to fight that's the old one, bro. They have to fight themselves in the past.
Oh yeah, no. When they're back in the future, George Bush calls them back to fix time. And they have to fight their old selves in order to cause 9/11.
I got to say, those are pretty good ideas for the trilogy, but our writers have already written the next 25 movies, so sorry about that.
But, believe it or not, those three movies are a part of the 25 movies. You actually predicted a lot of stuff that was going to be in the next movies. Go ahead. Big ups to you. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was
Fast and Furious 12, The Day After 11. Oh my god.
Dude, those are all three good titles.
It's because those are all B Fast and Furious titles.
Yeah. Fast to the Future. What was yours again?
Fast in Your Seatbelts.
Fast in Your Seatbelts.
That was so good. When I heard that, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Fast 10.
Okay, well, I think now we gave our great pitches. I think now's the end of the episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of our episodes, we say,
that's an episode.
That's been an episode.
Thanks for being a good friend.
Thanks for being a good friend.
Thanks for being a bad friend.